Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. In the past few years, we've seen an increase in fashion companies that offer to rent their clothes. These services have been touted as the perfect solution for environmentally conscious fashionistas. But are they really? We had Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what exactly is rental fashion?
To get some details, I spoke with Linda Gross, the chair of the fashion design program at the California College of the Arts. She defines it this way.
Rental fashion is taking garments, renting them, and then returning them so that then someone else could also rent them and return them, like a library system.
So what problem is rental fashion trying to solve?
Well, Linda says, these days, most of us have closets with a super fast metabolism, which means we often buy more clothing than we need and then get rid of our clothes before they wear out.
American shoppers now consume 5 times more clothing than they did 40 years ago. Even though the population has only gone up by 45%, we're churning through clothes at an unprecedented rate.
How does this approach to selling and buying clothing contribute to climate change?
According to the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, which advocates for a less wasteful fashion industry, textile production makes up about 3% of the world's carbon emissions.
Is rental fashion better?
Well, the idea is that rental fashion keeps existing clothes circulating for longer periods of time, so fewer materials are used to make new clothes, leading to fewer greenhouse gas emissions.
But it's not clear that these companies actually use less energy.
Why not?
Lauren Fay, founder of the New Fashion Initiative, says many of these companies aren't transparent about their environmental impact.
One of the Wild West elements of sustainable fashion is that there are claims that are being made that people are not necessarily being asked to elaborate on.
So we don't have a lot of data to back up this idea that their practices reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But here are some things to consider.
These companies might be reusing clothing, but they're also delivering those clothes back and forth, over and over again, which creates a lot of carbon emissions.
Not only that, but in between each delivery, clothes have to be dry cleaned regardless of whether they've been worn or not, which requires a lot of energy and can produce hazardous waste.
So if I want to be less wasteful about the way I shop for clothes, should I try rental fashion or not?
Well, before you buy any clothes, Lauren says that you should do a little research.
Dig into the individual brands and see what you can find out and be a little bit skeptical.
See if the company uses recyclable packaging material and has warehouses close to where you live. You might also want to see if they do wet cleaning instead of dry cleaning.
Ultimately, though, she says it's less about the service you use and more about changing the way you consume clothing.
I used to throw around the word need a lot, and it's actually like, do I really? So for purchases, this is what I still do now. I wait 24 hours before actually buying.
And she says what's even more sustainable is not buying new clothes at all.
So, the next time you need a fresh look, consider swapping with friends, repairing the clothes you already have, or even repurposing them.
Great. Thanks, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.